Roxanne's story.
The year is 1889. Two gentlemen sit in the well-furnished sitting room adjacent to the concert hall. A fire is crackling in the hearth. They are making arrangements for a forthcoming concert due to be performed in the adjoining building. The exterior of the building, conspicuous with its eye-catching external metal vases, is owned by Mr. Stanley, one of the gentlemen in the sitting room. The building, known as the Stanley Halls, is geographically situated in the borough of Croydon, more accurately in South Norwood, an area that possibly acquired its name as a result of being once part of the Great North Wood. The older man is William F. Stanley, a very distinguished-looking gentleman. He is well known in the community as an inventor, manufacturer, and philanthropist, and the person responsible for designing and more than likely funding the entire Stanley Halls. The younger Victorian man is unique in his appearance. He is in his late 20s, well presented, and of mixed European and African descent. His name is Samuel Coleridge Taylor, born in Holborn, and now residing in South Norwood. He is already earning a reputation as a composer. Rehearsals had been uplifting, and Coleridge Taylor was convinced he would be able to make the necessary alterations. We eavesdrop on part of their conversation. "You should be pleased with the rehearsal, Coleridge. As usual, it sounds superb to me. Elgar was correct when he suggested you should be offered the commission."
"Oh, come, sir. As usual, I value your opinion. I'm not making any judgment on your hearing, but, as you recall, you are frequently asking me to increase my volume when talking to you, particularly if I'm positioned to your left. I do not intend to disappoint Elgar and his opinion of me. I know there are a few bars which need to be adjusted."
Yes, as it was. Before you do anything, I need you to take this package home with you. Horniman the younger has sent over some samples of tea, almost as good as taking the waters. So thoroughly decent of him to be so generous, as he is one of those that appreciates I enjoy a cat lap."
"Sorry, a cat lap?"
Coleridge, tea and coffee, cat lap. Coleridge, tea and coffee. Now, where was I? You have not forgotten that we are to join the Horniman family for afternoon tea a week on Sunday."
"No, sir, no, Stanley. I have not forgotten our invitation to their Combe Cliff Conservatory, nor their request that it would be appreciated if I took my violin. I, however, would appreciate performing as early as possible, as the glass work and temperature could be a factor. It is not conducive for a good performance. The moist atmosphere and warmer weather changes the amount of friction between the bow and the strings, changing the way the bow pulls on each string."
"Coleridge, yes, I remember the incident at the Sydenham Great Exhibition. Near disaster, but you dealt with it."
"Unlike that, Mr. Stanley, unlike that visit to the Great Exhibition, at least we are guaranteed a Mafeking-free experience in the Horniman's Conservatory."
Hear, Coleridge. Would have been a condemnation if the exhibition custodians had not allowed you to play, having made the trek by rail to Sydenham."
Sydenham.
Coleridge, can you believe it? It began as a small settlement, a few cottages among the woods, whose inhabitants grazed their animals and collected wood. Also near the springs of water in Wells Park. Wonder if they have medicinal properties. Certainly attract crowds of people to the area."
Sir, we are fortunate that Horniman did not invite us to the family forest residence."
"Coleridge, you make me laugh."
"Yes, the forest of the hill. Coleridge, you may chortle, but old Stanley here foresees crowds travelling hither and thither, out of sight, at a lower level than where we walk. That is how we will get one day from here to the forest of the hill. Mr. Stanley, Mr. Stanley, indeed, sir, indeed. We leave the conversation at this point. When William F. Stanley has one of his prediction moments, Coleridge Taylor usually took the opportunity to contemplate changes to his own orchestral score. The reference are, the Great Exhibition is in fact the Crystal Palace Exhibition that now stands next to the Crystal Palace Park, Forest of the Hill is now Forest Hill, and Stanley Halls is the Stanley Halls which still exists to this day in South Norwood.